A roadside bomb exploded Saturday morning north of Baghdad, killing 3 U.S. soldiers and 2 Iraqis. 2 other American soldiers were wounded in the ambush. The military says the patrol was on a mission looking for explosive devices when the roadside bomb exploded, hitting the lead armored vehicle in the convoy and setting it on fire. The ambush occurred near Taji, some 30 kilometers north of the Iraqi capital. The military says 3 Iraqis fleeing the scene in a truck were subsequently detained and troops seized bomb-making equipment from the vehicle. Taji is located in the so-called Sunni Triangle, which runs north and west of Baghdad, where insurgents have carried out most of the deadly attacks aimed at coalition forces over the past 8 months. The military says that despite continuing attacks against coalition troops, the number of daily incidents has been declining. The deadly ambush came a day after the top U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, met with President Bush and his top advisors in Washington to discuss the transition of power to Iraqis later this year. Mr. Bremer said the United States is going ahead with plans to hand over power on schedule by June 30th. The current plan calls for a transition to an interim Iraqi government that will be chosen by delegates selected in regional caucuses or meetings. But that plan has come under harsh criticism from Iraq's top Shiite cleric Ayatollah Ali Sistani, who wants direct elections for a new government. Mr. Bremer says he's willing to consider what he calls refinements to the transition plan, but he said the United States feels that the end of June is too soon to hold a direct vote in Iraq. Mr. Bremer and the head of Iraq's governing council are to meet with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on Monday to discuss a possible return of UN staff to Iraq and a possible future UN role to help with the transition process. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Baghdad.